Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 28th day of the month of Elul. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for: Alina, Orna, Bat, Chen Chana, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devorah, Raya, Bat Michal, and Pesach, Bitzalel, Ben Chaya, Bat Sheva. May they and all of those in need of Rafua have a Rafua Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those being held in captivity: Arvin, Tanel, Ben Sonia, Siona in Iran, as well as, of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held in the tunnels beneath Gaza. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ari Mirzoff, Catholic Day School in Boca Raton, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We followed by Rabbi Mirzoff slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as English. And then Rabbi Mirzoff will lead us in our three daily Mishaberach, the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, where Rabbi Mirzoff will pause and allow us to enter the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, we need it now more than ever. You can subscribe or share it with family and friends at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Finally, please direct your tefillah today to the unfolding situation that is happening in Israel. Since October 7th, the daily call has shifted its focus to daven, to pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the hostages are released, that Hashem watches over our brave soldiers, and that every Jew, wherever we be found, in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, that we're safe. As things continue to heat up in northern Israel, we must intensify our collective prayers. Furthermore, there is news coming out now in real time of an Iranian ballistic missile strike. A siren sound throughout Israel. It's happening right now, right this moment. There was a shooting attack about a half an hour or so ago in the city of Yaffa at the train station. Things are happening right now in real time. Sirens are going across Israel with Iranian missiles on their way. We must collectively storm the gates of heaven now to implore Hashem, the Rabboni Sholom, the master of the world, to please provide Israel with a swift victory, and that this terrible conflict comes to an end. Today at 3 p.m. Eastern, the OU's Women's Initiative, under the leadership of Rebbetzin Dr. Dina Schmidman, will be hosting a Tehillim rally for women. Please join and share it widely with your contacts. You can access it today at 3 p.m. Eastern. The link to join is ouwomen.org/Tehillim. I'll say it several times. ouwomen.org/Tehillim, ouwomen.org/Tehillim. Again, that's happening today at 3 p.m. Join together with thousands of other women across the world to daven for Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael, for our brothers and sisters in Israel. Again, the link is today for 3 p.m. at ouwomen.org/Tehillim. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mirzoff.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. It's always a schos to be able to come back and share and to learn and to grow together. To be honest with you, looking at my phone over the past half hour, I don't even know what to say. There are no words. And I just texted Rabbi Naftali around 5 minutes ago. I think we should just daven. I don't know if I should say something, but maybe the words that Hashem will help me say will be a form of tefillah, hakdama to our tefillah, because the things that we're seeing going on right now in Eretz Yisrael and Tel Aviv and Iran are happening in real time, and should be a tefillah. This should be a tefillah, and the rest of the formal tefillah should be a tefillah to Hashem, to storm, to Hashem, to move Hashem from din to rachamim, like the Medrash says. But that's exactly what the shofar does. You know, my Rebbe Rav Judah Michel, and the Naftali's Rebbe, and I think a lot of people probably listening, I've heard Rav Judah Michel Shalita, an incredible speaker, executive director of Hask, and I think he's a Mashfiyah of the OU, and he loves to say the following story. In Kelm was known as a place that always got ready for Elul. Rav Dessler used to always write how incredible Kelm, they were always looking forward to Elul. But the first thing that they always put in an Elul, what's the avoda of Elul? They would write four words. The four words they would write, they would say, the kiyam the achdus ha'avodim, kiyam ha'malchus. The unity of the servants brings the kingdom alive. The care, the kindness that a person shows to one another. Very nice, a person can be able to learn and daven. Beautiful. But if it doesn't lead to a person to be able to have a heart, to have a warm heart, to have a kind heart and compassionate heart, you can't just go off this phone right now and not check the news and not go and see what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, not taking up the Tehillim. I'm not saying people are working, it's unbelievable, I'm taking up time. But to see our brothers and sisters, Mamish, get attacked like it's April again, and to see what happened right before, we're one nation. We're one klal. And if the Jews are on attack in Tel Aviv, or the Jews are on attack at the train station, we're all under attack. The Alta of Kelm made it his business to have these four words. The four words. Achdus ha'avodim kiyam ha'malchus. When there's togetherness and unity and kindness together, that brings to the ultimate king, the kingdom. And that's what we're doing with Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're doing. We're crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's king. What's the avoda? What's the purpose? What, how do we make sure that last Rosh Hashanah, right, doesn't happen again? What was written on last year's Rosh Hashanah was not good. It was not good, and it didn't take so much time. It only took 21 days, since the Torah is 21 days after. How do we make sure? In my humble opinion, who am I to say why it happened? Anyone who says why it happened, I would run far away for it. But I know for myself, you look at the Sfarim, tells us one thing. Avinu Malkeinu. And every time, over and over again, the Lubavitch Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, the Sfarim, would say, if we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be our Melech, first we need him to make sure to be our Avinu. He's to make sure, we want Hashem to be our King, make sure he's your Avinu. If your brother is a brother and your sister is your sister, then Hashem will show up to be our father. Hashem wants to be our father, but he wants to see the children get along. He wants to see people getting along with kindness and caring. And it doesn't matter if pro-Trump, anti-Trump, that is garbage. I'm sorry to say, that is garbage. That's not important. Pro-BB, anti-BB, I know I'm not supposed to get political. I'm not going to. It doesn't matter. We're one nation. We're one arm. We're one arm. We're one nation. We're one cloud. And that's avoda. That's the avoda of these last few minutes before Rosh Hashanah. The Shoah Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are one family. We care about each other. We might disagree. But at the end of the day, we would give our soul. We would give our lives, like we saw October 8th. Maybe October 5th we were fighting. October 8th we saw the Jewish Neshama. We saw the Jewish Neshama. Right? The Baal Tanya writes in Tanya that every single one of us have different bodies, but we have one Neshama. We have one soul. Yes, we have different purposes. There are different points and different viewpoints and different outlooks on life. But we're one nation. Who didn't feel that achdus on October 9th after turning on our phone that Sunday night? Of course we did. Of course you have to make sure to tap into what they said in Kelm. Kiyam ha'malchus. Sorry, achdus ha'avodim. Kiyam ha'malchus. The unity, the love, the compassion for each other. That's everything. And that's what Chazal say, ein melech below am. What's that mean? Ein melech below am. There's no king. There's no nation. You can't have Hashem to be a king. Rav Judah success from the Sfarim. You can't have a king if there's no nation caring for each other. And that is the main purpose of what we are doing right before Hashem. The whole purpose of Elul, and really the whole purpose of these last few minutes, to make sure that we are really, truly, sincerely getting the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if we want Hashem to be our melech, we want Hashem to be our king, we have to make sure he's our avinu. We have to make sure that we're showing kindness and ultimate caring, compassion, real, sincere, not just because we want to get out of it, we want to make sure, but get out of this Iranian thing. We want to get out of being held hostage. Held hostage means it's gullus. And gullus means anti-Semitism. That's what we mean. We're done with Galus Hashem. We want to come home. We want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem says one thing. I want you to be kind. I want you to be caring. I want you to realize that you're a family, you're a nation, you're one Am. Just to end off with this, and I read it from Rav Judah Sefer, an amazing story that I think really explains what the message we're trying to send, then we'll take them to home. During Rosh Hashanah davening, there's a great Hasidic Rebbe known as Rabbi Arya Leib, the Shvarel Zeda. We speak openly to Hashem before shofar blowing, and in a language that is not found on the master. All the Hasidic Rebbe used to always very big preparation. This was something probably that you haven't heard. And he said, the Shvarel Zeda, quote, Ribbono Shel Olam, I beg of you, don't think of man's averos. Focus on our good deeds. True, they might be fewer, but you must admit, capital U, you must admit, they are so much more precious. Tata, Daddy, Abba, believe me, it isn't good, isn't it easy to be good in this world? And if I didn't, and if I didn't see with my own two eyes that that man, in spite of all the challenges and all the obstacles of this bitter gullus, is capable of goodness, kindness, and a little Torah learning, I would not believe it. I ask you, Tati, don't be harsh with your children. Don't be harsh with your children. Hashem, we're begging you now. Mamish, minutes away from Rosh Hashanah. We get the point from October 7th. We get the point. We see what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem, look at the Jewish nation. Look at we are. We're good. We're trying our best. We're trying our best. But our voda is to be able to make sure to come together. To come together as one nation. One Am. Ein Melech B'Lo'am. If we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shower us with protection and to shower us with Shmira and to shower us with tremendous Bracha and Atzlacha, you have to make sure to come together as one nation with love and compassion. Religious, not religious, democratic, republic, it doesn't matter. We are one nation, we are one Am, we are one family, and the Ezra Shem, that's chus of coming together, of tremendous Avas Yisrael, but sincere Avas Yisrael, not just faking it and then going back to where we were October 6th. No, real, one family, one nation. Hashem should bless us to only see the source Torah over the next few minutes, not hours and not days, minutes, hours, days. And Ezra Hashem, the ultimate geula of Ezra Hashem, when we are going to blow that shofar, the ultimate shofar, a yom agadi, you touch the shofar and you shine Ezra Hashem. Tehillim 20, Psalm 20. Hashem, please protect our brothers and sisters and bring Yeshua to all those in need. Amatzeach mizmor le David. Yancha adino b'yom sarah, yisagyach Hashem Eloi Yaakov. Yishlach ezrucha mikodesh, mitzion yisadeko. Yizkor kol mirchotecha, v'olatzcha yidash nesala. Yitein lecha chilavecha, v'chol atatzcha yimalei. Nirnana nabishu asecha, v'shem eloheinu nigo. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki yashia adonai mishicho, yaneo mishmei kacho. Bigvuros yeisha yimino, eile v'recha v'recha v'eile v'asusim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai. Eloheinu nazkir, hey makar v'nafal, v'anachnu kamnu v'anisodad, Adonai, Hoshia, ha-melech yaneinu v'yom koreinu. Tel Mechav Gimel, 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai roi lo'achsar, v'nozdeh she'yar b'tzpeini amin menuchu sina aleini, na'ashi yishov v'yanecheri v'marik tzadak v'man shimo, gam ki elech b'gei tzemavas, lo yirara ki ato imodi, Shiftach Meshantacha Hemainachamuni. Tarok Lufana Shocha Neged so we write. Bishanta Vashem and Roshi Koisi Revoyo. Ach Tov. Vachese Yidifuni Koi Necha Yah. Vishavti Vedeza Zohi Noi. Vorech Yamim. Tell him. Kukhav Alf 121. Shilam Alos. Esatei Naila Harim. Me'anya Vodri. Ezimi Madri Noi. Yosei Shemaim Varet. Ayitena Mora Lacha Yidim Shamecha. In a loyanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha. Adonai tzilcha yad minecha. Yom ha-mashem eshulei kekha virech ba-layla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora yishmar snafshecha. Adonai yishmar teiz favohecha mi'atav v'yad olam. Tehillim 30. Shiyam alos kuflamen. Shiyam alos imam akiv kirasticha adonai. Adonai shema v'koli tiyan aznecha kashalos popach ninai. Mavonai tishmariya Adonai mi yamor. Ki imcha slicha leman tivarei. Ki v'yisi Adonai kisa nafshi livro chalti. Nafshi l'adonai mishom l'aboker, shom l'aboker.
142. Hamnu fachli habe yamin urei ve'ein li makir avar manos imeni ein doresh benafshi v'za'akti eilecha adonai amarti atamachti shalti v'eret hachayim hakshiv alin osi ki dalos inod hatzileini mirotfai ki amsu imeni hotzi alimase nafshi lodos hashemecha biachtir tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Achenu kubeis Yisrael, anesuna batzara v'shivya, haomdim b'im ha'yam ha'yam ha'sha, makom yerchem aliyem, yotziyem mitzara livacha, me'afela li'ora, me'shibu li'geula, ha'sha ba'ura zman kariv, namar amin. As for our brothers, for the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or on land, may all present have compassion on them, lead them from distress, to relief from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberech lechay etzal, prayer for the IDF. Mishaberech avosinu, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech etzchalei tzabah ha'gana l'Yisrael. Anshi kochos ha'bitachon, ha'om nim l'shmar atzinu. Arei Eloheinu, negvul ha'benod, ha'ma mitzrayim, min ha'yom ha'gadol, ha'levo ha'rava, v'chum makom shehen, v'yabasha, v'avir, v'yam. Yiten ha'benoi, etzoyvinu, ha'kamim alinu nigofim etzneim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Yosef Moshe the Aaron, David Shlomo, who yivarech the Yishmor, Yinsoros Nedrei Tzavah Hagan of Israel, Ushuyos. That kol achinu hanesun b'tzara v'shivya, b'avur shekol achol harush azeh, yisfal b'avudam. Kadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachman aleim, v'yotzei nechoshech v'tzalmoves, m'mososei an yinotek, u'mizmitzukosei an yoshiyem, yishivei mehera, v'cheit neshpachosei an yodu alanei chazdoi v'nifrosav v'lifnei odom, Bigoyam Baham Ekrash Vasuf, Ufluya Adana Yeshuvon, Uvot in the Rina, Simchas Oilam Arosham, Sosom, Simcha Yasigu, and also Yagon Lanacham, and Omar, Amen. Mishaber, pray for the sick, Mishaber Lachoyim. Mishaber, Abosinu, Abram Yisef Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Tov Shlomo, Yibarach Birape, Rishpoch Yimale Rachim Malav, Lachimo, Laposo, Lachziko, Layak, Chayosav Yisot, Yishrach, Lomehero, Fuashlema, Mina Shemaim, Ramachi Varab, Shagida, the Thorish Chal Yisrael, Rafuas Hanefesh, Rafuas Aguf, Hashra, Bagozman Kariv, Mamar Amen. We hear only the Thorish Tobos, Shana Tova, Yisimatari.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Mirzoff. I want to again share for those who got on later on the call that today at 3 p.m. Eastern, the OU Department of Women, the OU Women's Initiative Department will be having a Tehillim rally, virtually, ouwomen.org/Tehillim. Again, ouwomen.org/Tehillim. The last time they did this, which was, I believe, a few weeks ago, several thousand women from around the world got on in real time. I've been operating here on the side, to see if we might do another daily Tehillim call later today, to enable us to gather to say more Tehillim. Please, but storm the gates of Shemayim. Rabbi Mirzoff hit the nail on the head. We need to do everything we can. Let's daven. It'll all be well. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, and again, thank you, Rabbi Mirzoff. We look forward to having you back on in the near Hashem in the near future. Please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be next week. As of right now, following Rosh Hashanah, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefila, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. I want to wish a chasiva, chasima tova, shana tova to all of our dear callers. That Rav Hashem, we should share good news with each other, and that this year to come is one that's filled with incredible bracha, incredible simcha, incredible devekus, connectivity to each other, and to Avinu Malkeinu, to our Father, our King. Shana tova.